In Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, I want to go back to yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, we had the censor daf. Right? We had the several lines of Gemara that were taken out of the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And the reason they were taken out is because they talk about Yeshaya Noitzri, and they talk about how Yeshaya Noitzri was killed by the Sanhedrin. And if you understand a little bit of Jewish history and the tzaras that the Yidden got because of different derogatory statements that are mentioned in Shas with regards to Yeshaya Noitzri, it was a bechina, bekuach nefesh, the klal Yisrael mehoidu vad kush, literally. And as a result, throughout the Doris, the Yidden were editing and editing again. And from all the Gemaras that were censored, this is the Gemara with the Hei Ayodiyah. This is the censored Gemara, really, above and beyond anything else. It's the Gemara that talks a little bit about Yeshaya Noitzri. So I'll just share with you a ha'or nefla that I heard from Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shlomiak, and it's printed in Oitzris Chsam Sofer, Parshas Toldos, Amid Samech Gimel. And really, it's an excerpt from a drasha that the Heilige Chsam Sofer gave. And it's on the Pasuk here of Ula'oim Ula'oim Yematz, V'Rav Yavoy Tzoy. So the Chsam Sofer said like this. He said, Boyu Uru'u Dover Nifla. He says, come, I want to show you a Dover Nifla. So when the Chsam Sofer says a Dover Nifla, you stop whatever you're doing, right? He says, Ki bazeh chodesh teves. Because chodesh teves, ashalakinu by kiflei kiflaim. He said, we're us as a nation, we've suffered, we've been punished, kiflei kiflaim. Boy is chila motzun vuchanetzer ala kodesh. In Rosh Chodesh Teves, on Asar B'Teves, that's when vuchanetzer laid siege on the Irak Kodesh. V'aschala hu chatzi hakol, says the Chsam Sofer. The beginning is half of everything. Because of Abis Yosef, and the Abis Yosef says, she'ilu hoya efshe shetochel Asar B'Teves b'Shabbos. If it were possible for Asar B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, hayinu mesanem bay, we would even fast. That was the day that the Bnei Agoyla heard about the Chorban. On the eighth day of Teves, the Torah was translated into Yavanis. Maisa Batalmei HaMelech, Megillah Dav Yud, Dav Tes. That happened when? That happened on Ches Teves. And there were 3 days of darkness that descended onto the world after the Torah was translated. Tes boy meis Ezra Sofer. On Tes Teves, Ezra Sofer passed away. Show you shokul kamoish Rabbeinu. Ein san hedron chof alef ham beis. So he says, this is a month. You know, usually when you think of the month that we were punished, kiflei kiflaim, so we think of chodesh Av, right? That's, of course, the five things that happened. It was huchpelu atzoros, but Chsam Sofer, this is not huchpelu, this is kiflei kiflaim. Chsam Sofer said, this is chodesh Av, v'hine, said Chsam Sofer, you should know that this month, v'imkein, chodesh Av was man avelos Yisrael. Right, if so many bad things happened, that means that this is the month of avelos Yisrael. V'hine, hu aschala simchasam, he said, this is true for us. He said, but as it relates to the Noitzrim, he said, this is the time of year, this is the holiday season. Right? This is the season to be, right? This is their holiday season. This is when the Haschol of their Simcha starts. This is their new year. This is when their Mashiach was born. V'hine, chodshei Adar v'Nisan. He says, the months of Adar and Nisan, hu yimei simcha seinu. Those are the days that we're besimcha. Utzmichas mazolenu. That's when our mazol starts getting stronger. V'hine, b'yoyim gimel acha moilet Adar. On the third day after the moilet of Adar, maschilim yimei inui shalahem la'olam. That's when their inui begins. Umamshich ad yimei ha-pesach kiyodua. And it goes until Pesach kiyodua. What Chsam Sofer, I think, is referring to is the festival of Lent, which is a time that the Noitzrim are be'inoy der b'tzar, and it goes all the way until Easter. Right? That's, of course, what he was referring to. And it says, even though the fact that their Yomim Toivim is a Chodesh Teves, always falls out Teves time. And even though the fact that when they start being Mitzayer themselves and they take on different Inuyim, that all happens during Adar and Nisan time. It's Pashat, they had no Kavana. Mikom Mokim loy ben Mikra v'hizdame nafal. It can't just be a mikro. And what does it mean? Ulaoim ulaoim yemot. Lo yishvu begedula. Rashi says in Chumash. Kishazeh komzeh noifel. And he says, look at the months. Chodesh Teves is the worst month for us. Ashalakinu by kiflei kiflayim. And for them, what is it? It's mamish. It's a yonte for them. Hu aschala simchasam v'shona chadosh v'leidas mishicham. And fakert, when it comes Adonisam, the Yidden are all besimcha, and that's when all of a sudden they have ine be in gimel acher moilet adar maschinu yemei inu shalem ba'olam u'manchich ad yemei a pesach ki yodua al kain. So the chassam said, what was the punch? This was on a drosh. He was giving fiery mussar, right? Fiery. Most of the joshes of the Chassam Sofer, the Ruba are so uplifting, right? They're Benkachu, Benkach, Kriyim, Bonin. It's Chuvim, Me'ahavas, Doinus, Nasu, Zochias, right? We always talk about this. They're so uplifting. But sometimes the Chassam Sofer was sharp. And here he was talking about that he heard that there were Jews that were celebrating the holiday season. As if this was a chag. It's like a yontif for them. Al kein, al tismach b'yoyim edom. Ki sameach le'ed lo yenaka midina shal gehenim chas v'shalom. He says, do you realize what you're doing? You're picking the wrong side. You're mamish on the wrong team. Now is as man to be besimcha. Chodesh teves, you have to be ba'avelos. Ha'chodesh hazeh was man avelos li'yisro. The Chassam Sofer's teves was as man of avelos. How can it be? It's a holiday. I understand. You're off from work. I got it. But at the same time, how can it be as man of simcha? It's as man of avelos li'yisro. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. Amish hergeshim niflam going on over here. So if Shlomo Yok told me, and he printed this in his Oitzvah Chassam Sofer, it's in Sif Katan Samach Gimel, if you want to look it up inside. The Chassam Sofer says that when does their Yemetzar start? Fine b'yoyim gimel. So I don't know what this means, Baruch Hashem. But the Chassam Sofer is saying it's Yom Gimel Acha Moilid Adar. That's when it's Maschilim Yemei Inu Shalehem Lo'olam. So he says that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amid Aleph that Yesh HaNoitzri was killed when he was killed on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is Yud Dal in Nisan. And the Gemara says that before they killed him, there was a cruise that went out for Arbaim Yoin. It went out for 40 days. So he says, what does that mean? When did the cruise start? That means it started 40 days earlier. What's 40 days before Yud Dal in Nisan? It's Dalid Adar. If the cruise started on Dalid Adar, you know what that means? That the Gemar Din of Yeshe HaNoitzri happened when? It happened on Gimel Adar. That's when it happened. V'hine b'yoyim Gimel Adar Moilet Adar. It's hafla of a fellow. That's when the Gemar Din was. Is that their cheshbon? The Chassam Sofer himself writes. Now, this whole avelos that they have, of course, is related to the whole death and the crucifixion of Yeshe HaNoitzri. But it's Gimel Adar Daika, the way it comes out here in this Gemara, in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. But just to end with one hergish, and that is, so Chodesh Teves is this man of avelos, and the Chassam Sofer says it very sharp. Vine hu ascholas. It's not just the Zman of Avelos, but because we Ashalokino by Kifle Kiflaim, right? Very, very sharp. Look, right, we say that Eicha, in Eicha, we Loksa be Kiflaim, right? Chotu be Kiflaim, Nichamu be Kiflaim. This is not Kiflaim, this is Kifle Kiflaim. Right, it's worse than that. And the truth is like this, if you look in Joshua's Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer used to give Joshua's on Ches Tevis. That's one of the days that the Chassam Sofer every year used to darshan. So he used to give Joshua's on Ches Tevis. And a big theme in the Joshua's Chassam Sofer of Ches Tevis is the fact that there was the Gimel Yomim of Choshech, and during the month of Tevis, Choshech of Torah came down to the world. Because the real Or, of course, is Torah. That's what the Aragonos is. Kiner Mitzvah the Torah Or. And the Choshech that descended upon the world in Chodesh Tevis is a Choshech. It's a Cheshkes HaTorah. That's what that Choshech is. And the truth is, Churban Beis HaMikdash is Malkav Yisrael Bagoyim in Torah. And the Gimel Yomim of Choshech is Torah. And Ezra HaSofer is Ruyah Hoysa Torah Shetinasen Al Yodim. Afakuchulay Nin Al Yodim Nishtana Torah. Right, so that's who Ezra is. It's Torah. Torah epis gets extinguished during the Chodesh of Tevis, and that's why it's Kiflei Kiflayim, and that's why it's Zman Avelos. It's not just related to Charben. There's something Mesuyan during Chodesh Tevis where there's a Choshech of the Torah that somehow descends upon the world. So I just thought, maybe, Sefer Devarim begins. What's Sefer Devarim? It was Sefer Devarim. So Sefer Devarim is, it's the last few months of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. When Moshe Rabbeinu is going to recount all the events that happened during the 40 years in the Midbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to chazer over the Torah, that's why it's called Mishnah Torah, and Avada Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Moisef a lot of Pratim, that's why there's things we have in Mishnah Torah that we don't have in the other four books of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the pasuk starts like this: Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael be'eva yarden ba'midbar ba'arava mol suf bein parnu bein toifel ve'lovin v'chatzeris v'di zahav. When did this happen? It was in the 40th year. It was the 11th month. On the first day of the month, when was Mishnah Torah? When was it? It started on the first day of the 11th month of the year. It started in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's today. It started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat was when it was Hayol Moshe Ber Es HaTorah Azois. You know, I saw the Baal HaTurim says we had the pasuk Hanistaris Lashem Elokeinu VaHaniglois Lanu Ulvaneinu. So there's Nekudois Lama Nakud Alanu Ulvaneinu, and on the Ayin of At the Baal HaTurim on the pasuk Hanistaris Lashem Elokeinu says like this. He says that there's a Nekuda, there's a pintle on top of the Ayin of the word At. The Gemara in Perek Nigmar Adin already talks about it. He says, why? She'ayin yoim. There were 70 days. May Aleph Shvat, she'hizchel avayras ha'teira, ad yud benisan she'avras ha'yardin. She'ein lonu ulvanenu le'onish. There was a 70-day period from when Moshe started being mevayras ha'teira azois until the Yidden crossed the Yardin. Because it started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and the Yidden crossed the Yardin on Yud Nisan. That's mamish right now. Tonight, it's the daf. You don't think of Rosh Chodesh Shvat as being some big, momentous Jewish day, but the truth is, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is mentioned in the Torah. Ba'ash day also, it's literally the Rosh Chodesh. That's when it was Hayom Moshe Beres HaTorah Azos. Chodesh Tevis was locks of the Keflaim. Chodesh Tevis, there were Gimel Yomim of Choshech. But right away, we have the Refuah. It's Hayom Moshe Beres HaTorah Azos. Chodesh Shvat is a time with his Oiris of Kabbalah HaTorah. The Chassam Sofer, Rav Shlomo Yaktomi, take a look in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah in Parshas Ve'era. Chassam Sofer says that in Chodesh Shvat, this Oiris of Kabbalah HaTorah, Hayom Moshe Beres HaTorah Azos, is not insignificant. This is Arvus Moyev. This is a huge deal, right? The Yidden with Kabbalah HaTorah. Then there's the Arvus Moyev. That's what's playing itself out over here. And this all started in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We should be zoich to be able to makabel some of the oiris of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And we will stop here.